In Southern California, a guitar company is using wood from a tree nicknamed the Liberty Tree to make a new line of American guitars. The first Liberty Tree was one of a group of elms in Boston, under which the colonists made a public protest against the British government. In the years before the American Revolution, many towns designated special trees as Liberty Trees. Now from San Diego, Russell Lewis of member station KPBS has more.
Inside Taylor Guitar's manufacturing facility near San Diego, a worker is putting the finishing touches on an acoustic guitar. Taylor makes tens of thousands of guitars each year. They're bought by weekend hobbyists and professional performers, including Clint Black, Jewel, and U2 guitarist The Edge. This year, the company introduced a limited edition instrument called the Liberty Tree Guitar. Some 225 years ago, when American colonists were fighting to gain independence from the British, they plotted and planned in the shade of Liberty trees. The last surviving Liberty tree on the campus of St. John's College in Maryland was cut down 3 years ago after being weakened by disease and damaged by Hurricane Floyd. Bob Taylor, a history buff, couldn't resist the chance to buy some of the wood from the 90-foot-tall tulip poplar, 30,000 pounds of it.
Usually when something like this happens, it tends to get turned into pens or pencils, or you go through the redwoods and you see Paul Bunyan salt and pepper shakers. And this tree, it just seemed like it needed to be something more than that.
Taylor and his team of expert guitar makers spent the next 18 months designing, crafting, and slowly building 400 Liberty Tree guitars. Even for the skilled craftsman, this was a special project.
It was like, this is the only wood that there is in the whole world like this, and every single piece has to count.
The finished product is an elegant-looking guitar with chocolate and vanilla-covered poplar. It has a laser-etched maple inlay of a scrolled Declaration of Independence. It also depicts the first post-Revolution American flag inlaid in dyed maple.
Guitar playing isn't my chosen. Well, it might actually be my chosen profession, but it's not the realized one.
Taylor admits he's better at building guitars than playing them. To really show off the Liberty guitar, Taylor has produced a CD of patriotic music featuring professional Doyle Dykes. Seems to be a slightly different sound than from guitars that I've heard before.
Yeah, it's got a lot of sustain, and just a, you know, when you, it's not a thrash box. It's a guitar that you kind of want to, the whole thing about the guitar makes you really want to just slow down and let the notes ring, maybe play something a little more melancholy.
Eager musicians have snapped up nearly all of the guitars. Taylor thinks putting the instruments in the hands of people is a better way to preserve the spirit of the Liberty Tree than stashing some of the wood in a museum.
What I hope they do is they get them out and they play them with friends and they play them with family and they experience music with this, and that they talk about it, that the conversations then revolve around music, and also they tell the story of the founding of the country, and they tell the story of the tree. And I hope that they keep them and pass them on.
Taylor is donating a portion of the guitar's proceeds to ensure the memory of the Liberty Tree lives on. Seedlings from the tree will be planted in the 13 original colonies. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.